There's no place like home, and our next story is all about finding a home. Not for a person, but for a dress.
Toto, I have a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore.
The dress in question is one of the blue and white gingham costumes worn by Judy Garland in the 1939 movie The Wizard of Oz.
We must be over the rainbow.
The frock is at the center of an ownership dispute between Catholic University in Washington, D.C., an auction house, a deceased priest, and his niece. Here to help us untangle this drama is Melissa Korn, higher education reporter for The Wall Street Journal. Hi, Melissa.
Hi there.
So I want to sort of walk through ownership of this so we can clearly understand what's going on. This dress was donated to the school by a priest who taught at the university. How did he come to own it?
So this priest was a drama instructor. He ran the drama department at Catholic University. He received it from an actress who was a visiting faculty member, an artist in residence at the school, Mercedes McCambridge. She was also a longtime friend of the priest, Gilbert Hartke. And the big question here is, when he received it, did he receive it as a gift to himself directly or to him as a kind of emissary of the university?
But he left it to the university, did he not? How did Catholic University get its mitts on the dress?
You know, it stayed at the university when he retired, and then when he died, it was still at the university. But as a priest, there's, you know, he took vows of poverty. So it's one of the questions in this court case is, could he have even owned it to then bequeath it to his heirs or to his family members, since he had this vow of poverty? He's a Dominican priest.
Okay, the dress was lost for a while, and then somehow it reemerged last summer. What happened there?
Yes, that's one of the fun parts about this story, is it's just had this very strange journey. The priest got the dress in around 1973. He died in 1986. The dress kind of hung out somewhere in storage at the school for a number of years. And then starting, they think, kind of around 2006, it was unaccounted for. And then last summer, it just appeared in a box tucked inside a trash bag, kind of in a main office area in the building. And some retiring faculty member had found it and left a note on the bag saying he was cleaning out his old office. Here's this dress. And, you know, a few folks thought, oh, that's that dress. And they noticed some details on it and ended up calling the Smithsonian to come take a look.
All right. So we contacted Catholic University. One of their lawyers sent us a statement that says the university, quote, continues to be committed to its plan to use proceeds from a sale of the dress to endow a faculty position in the Rome School of Music, Drama, and Art, which it believes is in line with Mercedes McCambridge's original intent and Father Gilbert Hartke's desire to support and grow the university's drama program. Mercedes McCambridge is the original visiting faculty member you talked about, and then, of course, the priest Gilbert Hartke. However, his niece, Barbara Hartke, is suing the university and the auction house here. What are the merits of her claim?
Right. So she is claiming that as the closest next of kin to Reverend Hartke, the dress actually would belong, was part of his estate and therefore should go to his family members who weren't notified that Catholic had kept it and only found out about it, the intention to sell it, to auction it off when this kind of auction story hit, the school put out a press release about it.
And how much could this one dress be worth?
So Bonhams, the auction house, estimates it would get between $800,000 and $1.2 million. There's another dress Judy Garland wore, a few versions of this throughout the filming, that sold for $1.5 million back in 2015.
$1.5 million. And this is also has gone kind of viral in a way. Like, there's a lot of interest among the public in the fate of this dress. I mean, there's at least some, yeah.
Right. It's this iconic image, this iconic dress from, you know, a very famous movie, a cultural touchstone for many. And, you know, there are obsessive Wizard of Oz fans out there who are following every twist and turn of this. You know, where does something like this go to do the most good?
Melissa Korn is the Wall Street Journal's higher education reporter. Melissa, thanks.
Thank you.